What's up, guys? It's your girl, Andrella. You know, affluent Andrella with the Shouty Thouty podcast. And I'm here with my girl, Severe _ Therapeutic. Her name is Cass. And we are here and we are going in. You can go live if you want, Cass. We're going in on a subject about girls keeping it real with each other on the streets in order to kind of avoid heartache from these niggas out here. Communicating and not being afraid to approach each other and talk to each other and put each other on instead of just hating and assuming things about a person, or just assuming, because we can fix a lot of stuff with just basically communicating. So, let me tell you, I got a few situations. When I was in college, I was messing with this dude. He was like a little thot, which I love to attract. And he came to my dorm. He seen another girl with a fat butt. And he wanted to smash her or whatever. So he wanted to smash her. Great, great. Oh, he smashed her. I didn't never tell her that I smashed him first or whatever. Which is very messed up. And like, I was only 18. This shit hurt my feelings or whatever. I thought he wasn't really going to do it. You know what I'm saying? But he did. But I should have communicated with her, because that would have stopped heartbreak from me. And maybe communication between she and I. Rather, if she liked him, she was going to do it anyway. At least I would have, you know, not gave her the choice. I basically didn't give her the choice. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't tell her. And he was very charismatic. So, of course, he going to get it to whoever he want. So, that was a lesson. I'm 40 now. That was when I was 18. It's not my character, but it's something that I'm ashamed about and I didn't do. So, I noticed, like, in latter years, I was talking to another guy. And with this guy, it was a girl who used to flirt with him crazy, right? So, he owned a little spot. The girl flirted with him. She worked for him or whatever the case may be. And one time, she didn't see him. I was standing there and she was flirting with him. She always said hi to me, but we ain't really communicate. But she always said hi to me. So, when she did that, I got jealous, I guess, or I felt some type of way. She came. She saw me. She came over and said hi. And I threw her shade. Like I said hi, but it was just, like, corny. Then I was like, oh, damn. I turned to my girl and I was like, yo, she was in his face like that. Is she gonna come in my face? You know what I'm saying? And the dude is really flirty. Another charismatic mug that I probably shouldn't be feeling no type of way of, but I did. But I ended up communicating with this girl afterwards, because I had to let her know that, you know, me being older, this happened in my latter years. I had to tell her, like, yo, no, I don't ever want you to think that I'm mad at you or hating on you or feeling no type of way about you over no dude. Like, at the end of the day, that dude is doing the most. That's not our dude. You feel what I'm saying? That's just, I mean, that's neither of our dude, for real. So why is we tripping over him? And I'm not really tripping over him as far as you. I don't want you to feel like that. And she was a very young girl. Like, I'm 40. And this girl was there, probably 23. You know what I'm saying? So she was mad young. So it's like, I realized from that situation and other situations that we need to communicate. Because sometimes you might think somebody messing with your dude, and they really not. Sometimes, like, oh, then I had another situation, and she probably gonna hear this. She gonna know it's her, but this one funny, but I know she don't mind. I'm not gonna say exactly the situation, but I knew this dude or whatever. I've been knew the dude. She was already messing with dude. I'm gonna keep it sweet and simple like that. But me and her just met as friends. So, we wasn't communicating, like, telling names, because we're not trying to put nobody out here, because we out here. You know what I'm saying? So, then, come to find out, I let her know. I just went ahead and said the name of the person, and she been smashing. So, in order for us to maintain a healthy friendship, you know, I just really re-met the dude. So, I'm not about to start that relationship. This is my friend. This is a woman. She got feelings for this man. It is what it is. Like, we just nip it in the bud. I feel like a lot of cheating, all that shit. These niggas get away with that shit because we ain't talking.
Right.
Oh, another situation. This girl, I was out there vending. This girl's messing with the dude I was messing with, but I ain't even know. And she know I ain't know, because I just got here to Jersey. Mm-hmm. But it's, and I've met her before with him. He ain't tell me that that was his girl, right, or that used to be his girl. So I'm just with both of them, and I don't even know. I'm just oblivious. So I'm super nice to her. I'm giving her hugs and all this kind of shit. So that's the last time I see the bitch. Then I see her, I'm at a festival. She walked by and rolled her eyes at me, because he was at the festival lingering, playing with everybody. So now she mad at me. But how the fuck I didn't know you even existed when I seen you? Maybe you should have hit me when you seen me, just me and him. When he walked off to the friends, like, don't mess with him, girl. Don't mess with him. He gonna have you. This is the type of person he is.
Was she your friend?
She wasn't my friend, but I was nice to her. I don't know her. Literally, this how it is. We went downstairs to get the girl. They went into the office to talk or whatever. They didn't close the door on me. I know nothing like that. And I'm just there. I'm just like, this is a client. This is a customer or whatever. And I don't know. So I'm being nice to the person. Come to find out, that's his ex-chick.
The girl that said don't mess with him?
She ain't say it. I'm saying that that's what we as women should do. Like, hit you like, man, you messing with him? If you feeling like that, if you're going to come back and roll your eyes at
it. It wouldn't be ideal, but that's not how most women are set up.
Harder.
I mean, even your closest friend sometimes has a hard time to tell you what guys not to mess with. I don't know what it is. It's just kind of like, because sometimes a female environment doesn't want to, they don't want to hear it, or they might think you hating, or they might think you have an MO, you know what I mean? So they kind of get defensive, so you're kind of like, you know what? Let them start seeing patterns, and if they come to me about it, I'm going to be like, yeah, girl. That's when it's like, yeah, you shouldn't mess with them, blah, blah, blah. But initially, it's hard. I personally would tell my girlfriend, like, but again, hence my girlfriend. Now, if I don't really know you, and if that's my ex, it puts me in a sticky situation.
Yeah.
Because.
But what if the girl don't know? So, like, the girl see you with your ex, and it's a girl, and the girl don't know nothing about you. She don't know. You may assume that she do know, but she literally don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah, you don't know that she don't know shit, that y'all messed around or nothing, because this is not just somebody like a regular husband or wife, it's just somebody you messing with, so y'all probably creeping. Everybody probably don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then you get mad at the girl who you know don't know because you ain't never seen her before. Maybe I just wish in a perfect world in that type of scenario.
Maybe that's because she know that wasn't her dude like that. That was someone she was messing with.
Yeah.
You know, what authority or reign do you have to walk up and tell someone that you know?
But why would she roll her eyes at me later?
It was probably more him than you. But like I said, you got caught in a crossfire.
Yeah.
Because you're the girl he's actually messing with.
Yeah.
You're the girl that he's giving his attention to now.
Yeah.
So she's feeling like, so now you're the bad guy.
Yes.
When really she should be going approaching him like, hello.
Yes.
How are you? I just want to be clear. You guys together or nah?
Yeah.
Like, focus on the him.
Yeah.
And then, hi, my name is such and such. So you won't feel in defense.
Right.
Like, that's what we women should do.
That's what I'm saying. We need to, that's where the communication part comes in. But I feel like women really don't have that much camaraderie unless they're in like sororities or they're that lucky bunch that's been friends since high school and it's like 10 of them. They never lost contact. Like, if it's like something like that. But besides that, it just seemed like, and I'm guilty too. So I'm not like blaming or pointing fingers. But I'm just wishing.
I think we're all guilty.
Yeah.
In some form of fashion in that area. We've all been through that, I think.
Yeah, I just wish it was some kind of way where we could, as women, put each other on the shit. It's happened to me plenty of times. Now I'm thinking about it.
You just
it.
Have to set the example. Yeah. You're going to have to set that movement.
Yeah.
So, not saying that's a narrative. Like, like, you should be... You should encounter someone that you date. I don't want that from you.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're going to have to take that initiative in any fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes girls look at you and you're friends with a guy and that's just your friend.
Mm.
And it could be his girlfriend or whoever he's dealing with.
Yeah.
And when he introduces you to her, like, y'all go into it. I'm like, yo, this is my homegirl, such and such.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, how you doing? And she's already on 10. Her antennas is up.
Mm-hmm.
She's already waiting to see how you move, how he move with you.
Yeah.
Like, it's very calculated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
and I think for me,
it
like...
It doesn't have to be that way.
Me, exactly. For me being in the South, right, it's like, if that same scenario that you say... I always just said, like, I have best friends that are dudes, and their wives love me. The reason why is when they first wives met me, or any dude who got a girl, when she meet me, I'm embracing her. a lot of friend girls of dudes, they don't be embracing bitches that
they
be a
don't.
Bitch. So that's what make a bitch, a queen. I'm gonna stop cussing. That's what I'm gonna make the effort to stop
hard,
cussing
y'all.
On the podcast.
She's working hard.
Yes, I am. But like, that's what makes a queen receive you. It's never failed me. So I feel like, but I have been had a boyfriend who his little friends. But I ain't gonna lie. Every time he be like this, like either he done sucked your boobs or like y'all had some kind of intimacy. It might have only happened once, but it's like that type of energy be coming from that. Where it's just that's your homie, but it still feel like. This motherfucker got me. He got my goods. And now he with this shit. All that. You just automatically get that. Because guys got to understand that you can't just stick your magic stick in everybody. Because even the ones who seem like they can handle it, they can't handle it if you ain't going to be 100 with them. So I just know, like, these dudes, they on one right now. They on one. All of them on one. So what are we going to do as women to bring them up?
Do exactly like you just said. When I walk into a situation or I see a woman, I treat her like a queen. Like, yeah. I make her feel comfortable.
Treat her like a queen.
Like, you know, break down the insecurities and the animosity.
Yes.
And I agree with you. I go in and I'm like, my main focus is making sure that she's comfortable.
Me too. Me and you
is
different.
I don't give a fuck about how you feeling, my nigga, but I need to make sure she's comfortable.
Word.
Because if she's not, it's going to be a problem for you, and it potentially makes it a problem for me.
Yeah.
Because now I can't really be my best self.
Yes.
She makes me feel some type of way.
Exactly.
So now it's an aggression going on.
God.
And then we might end up fighting. Depending on where we from,
yeah,
it could be some bullshit.
Yeah.
Off of nothing.
Yeah.
Off of you, nigga.
Off of nothing. Because you also could, as the man, he also could set that straight. Because a woman's going to respect how a man is moving with each woman. Like, she could tell the difference, and she could tell the difference between your intention or if this bitch just bugging or whatever the case may be. Like, oops, I cussed again. It's okay.
Especially if they're together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And me and dude don't have no... We just cool.
Right.
So, yeah, she definitely has to be comfortable.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, period.
And I would want that for me. That's why I do it. Because I'm like, yo... I want that for me. I just don't want to be beefing with all these chicks. It seems like every dude you get with, which, of course, I would rather just have one husband and have never had sex with anybody but him and have all this amazing stuff. But that ain't happen. So it's like, I just feel like, why can't the dude, every dude I've been with, attach me to a certain amount of girls that I wouldn't even really wanted to ever know and in a negative way? Like, recently, my high school boyfriend... The girl thinks that I took my high school boyfriend from her when she took her high school boyfriend from me, and I didn't care. It's just like, I want to tell this person, yo, just communicate to her that I don't feel that way about her. This is something we did at 14, and I'm 40.
First of all, why can't she bring it up to you?
I don't know, because
why
I don't even see how she
subject?
Sees me. Why is it subject? Because women don't communicate. So this shit... Oh, but I had one girl. Oh, my God, Cassandra, I am not messing with you. I have to say this girl's name, because I know she ain't going to mind. Cassandra. Her name was Cassandra.
I'm saying the government knows, and they know
about... No, not you. It's a whole other one. It's you, but it's not you.
At the end of the day, right?
Come on. That's right. So it is what it is. This girl named Cassandra, in high school, she used to date the boyfriend I had. She dated him before me. So then I got with this. It's the same ass Missy one, right? But he put us on the phone somehow or somewhere. I don't know how. But we became friends, me and the girl. We cool to this day. Like, we went to the... She told me how to get into St. Vincent. I got into St. Vincent.
Right.
All this,
right,
you know
what
I'm saying? Stuff, how we cool. Like, we wasn't besties, but we did. Every time
but
we get together,
cool.
It feel like besties.
Right.
Yeah. So, you never know.
So
she and I was communicating.
Because you were communicating effectively.
Yes.
And you guys wasn't beefing. It wasn't you. You were trying to get to know one another.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, okay, so, you know, what is it? Why we brought together through this man in a sense? Like,
right.
You know, we both ain't like him no more. So, shit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I had already done because he went on to the other girl.
But now we're back now. And you're saying that the story is... She's saying that...
The opposite happened.
That's weird.
That's
really
fit.
Weird.
Girls be in their mind.
Do you communicate with her through
social
media?
No, I don't even know what she looked like if I seen her for real. I mean, I generally have a way...
So, one
what she looked
one
like.
Of your mutual friends
told you this?
Yeah.
That's friends with her, and she brought it up on their conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have been like, well, if she wants to clear up the air.
That's what I told her.
Send her my DM. Tell her to DM me.
I should have said DM, but I definitely said to her, like, yo, tell her I don't have no beef with her. Like, that's weird.
Like, that's what's out there?
That's what's out there, man. And on top of that, I don't have no beef with you, baby, because I don't want that man. And I'm so glad that you saved me. Because I be thinking about, like, we just don't save each other. And then, like, other women will like you to see you go through the bullshit, too, sometimes. They be like, mess with him. He got money. Or if they don't say mess with him, I don't know. I done had so many situations. Like, hanging out with a guy puts me with a girl he used to fuck with. She's cool. She mess with. She's cool or whatever. I hang out with her. She's dope or whatever. And they had something. So they, you know how when you mess around, you have sex, you have like an animosity towards somebody. If it don't work out, it's a certain energy you have.
If it don't work out.
Yeah, if it don't work out. You know what I'm saying? It's even when y'all friends, it's a certain energy. So this is what these folks had, but I was hanging out with the girl, but then I couldn't hang out with the girl because she wasn't even keeping it all the way real with me. Like, why are you having this animosity? I'm with you every day.
Huh? Yeah. She told me, but I think it's deeper than that.
Because motherfuckers be lying.
Yeah, I think it's deeper than what she told me.
And it's sad.
Exactly.
You a whole mad.
Right.
Say why you mad.
Say why you mad. Because he had showed her my picture when it was like me, him, and her sitting down. He pulled up his phone, showed her my picture, and was like, we were sitting there. I don't know why he did that. He like, oh, look. Look at this girl. Isn't she pretty? And then she was like, no. We over here cooking, y'all, on the podcast. Oh, my gosh. We got blessed by God today. We got blessed by God. But we got a discount for these crabs and salmon. And it's awesome. It's gotta be good. But yeah, so I don't know. All them situations, those are very like personal, but I did that good without saying anybody's name except for one, but
I don't know, y'all know who y'all are. Look, she tried it. Yeah, I tried it. I'll do try it. Yeah, y'all back there guessing like, yeah, hold on, how long I knew my, what's the mom, yeah, I tried it. I tried it always. So I just feel, but like, if it is you out there, hit her up, DM me, have a conversation with your girl. Yeah, DM me, at affluent Andrella.
Have a conversation, because you will see that I'm probably not what you think. And I don't want to make this just about me, but I just feel like you don't know what any girl is like that you do mess with or flirting with or causing drama in your relationship, or some dude that might have messed with her before, or just, oh, put your girl on so she don't go with the molester or the rapist or the, you know what I'm saying? It get deeper than just the super stuff, official stuff I'm talking about. Like, women be setting women up more than putting them on. Like, run, girl. But somebody has told me that before. Run.
Mark, what you mean?
They told me to run. I was at the little bar, and I met this dude up there. And they told this woman who come up there all the time, like, how did he do? She came behind my back. She was like, do not talk to him. But I knew the lady from work, but she never talked to me really at work.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, he is an alcoholic. He is an abuser. She never messed with him, but she know because she be at the bar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I was like, thank you. And I knew she was serious because I see her. She do the HR at the job that I work at. So I know she a serious woman. She don't talk to people because she just HR, but she, you can tell she like you.
Mm-hmm.
She got a love for you. Like, it ain't no hating. Yeah. Big lady. She big. Like,
it was just out of love and concern.
Yeah, she ain't messing
like
with
anything
them.
Malicious.
No.
She really had your best interest at heart.
Exactly. And that's really what I'm trying to get at and what I think that we need to do. More like, have each other's best interest at heart. You know, people gonna do what they gonna do. It's gonna be stuff going on. People gonna be sexing whoever they want to sex out here. But at the same time, whether it's right or wrong, at least give people choices.
Yeah, don't rob me of my truth or my choice.
Yeah. And maybe we can just communicate.
Maybe it has to be that way, because if it's something that, even if the truth hurts, so even if you don't rob me of my truth and you tell me the truth, it might not be to my liking. So the only way to not assume, to minimize the anger, to minimize all the assumptions and that nasty shit that comes after it, mm-hmm. you have to communicate, like, okay, what's going on, like, who's who and how long, and, you know, ask questions, effective yes. questions. Can you deal with this, or can you handle that, or
yes.
you know, how do you want to move now? Like, the ball is in your court,
right?
You know, like, I gotta walk away feeling all right. At the end of the day, I made this decision, so
yeah.
I'm a rock out.
Definitely. And then it's just funny how things are with us humans.
We got this coronavirus. We got all this stuff going on at this day and age. It's overwhelming.
Everybody still wants love, though. I still see people out. You know what I'm saying? People want real relationships. People want to get away. Yeah.
They want to be healthy. And even though this is kind of like, everyone's like, oh, now motherfuckers want to wash their hands. Now, da, da, da. Well, better late than never. Because clearly there's something humongous going on that's above us, because it has to do it. And the only antidote is to be in clean spaces where you're not, you know, germs is crazy. So for us, people are conscientious now. Like,
yeah.
you know, I stand inside my whole house today.
Yeah.
I'm not dirty, but I was like, you know what? I can wash my window panels today, because I could be getting something airborne. I don't even know it. Or someone could be passing something to me. So everyone is kind of serious, like, and being kind to each other, but they're still scarier. Which
oh my
is making
God. You
people
hear that?
Mean.
You hear that? Oh, my God.
What?
I just coughed
twice. Oh, God. Corona.
I don't want people to be mean. I don't want people to be mean no more. I think that's what I'm trying to say. I guess the girl probably couldn't just tell me, yo, don't mess with that guy.
I mean,
the other girl did, because she ain't had no feelings with the guy.
You gotta give her some credit, too, whether she didn't tell you or not. To me, that's a little cowardly, but she might have been scared, or
if
you don't know what her feelings are, what trauma she went through with him. You don't know.
Yeah.
And you have to understand that sometimes it's better to say less than to react.
Yeah.
So maybe her defense mechanism was not say nothing.
That's right.
I don't know if I'm close enough to her to talk to her. Yeah. I don't know if she's going to take it the wrong way. I don't know if I say something and it'd be, you know, maybe she just took the high road.
Yeah.
But vent it later. So now that you have it out there.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Oh,
now that you vented, DM me.
How long you been holding that in, sis?
Yeah.
Like, one of those.
How
like,
long you been holding that in? You should have been DM me then.
Yeah. Because that's a whole accusation.
Yeah, that's a whole accusation.
I took.
Right.
So that's not a good look. That's not a good stain
that ain't
to have on your character.
Oh, my God. You know they hating on Muffy.
Like, so, oh, I told you she was that.
Because you
look so beautiful.
Yeah,
that
they just want to put some
stain on you.
They just want to do it to you.
Come
that's
on.
How you understand.
Listen.
Why do they want to do that? I have had so many people. I mean, I've had homegirls do it to me, too. Like, they had already smashed the guy, and then she tried to hook me up with the guy because he balling. I had that happen several times.
Wow.
Maybe we should communicate. Like, yo, I smashed him already, but girl, get that money. And also, girl, let's figure out a way that we can do this.
Get it together.
So we can
smashing him.
Anyway, and we can actually have fun. We can
right.
run this nigga together.
That's crazy.
Together.
Together in this.
Oh my gosh. You know, you guys, my podcast is just raw and uncut. It's 10:10. And we got about 6 more minutes to talk about all the stuff we want to talk about concerning this.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say that it was great to actually sit down. We're drinking wine.
Libations.
And we're going to feast on crabbing.
Salmon.
Yes, a little bit better than my tea. You guys know I always have like a glass of tea usually. But I'm sipping.
Yeah, we upgraded.
Yeah, we upgraded for today. I had some experience this week. So I haven't put out a podcast in I think like 2 weeks maybe.
That's a whole another podcast.
Right. But I definitely did a podcast. I just not putting it out.
We can call it the story behind the podcast.
Yeah, it'll be in the bloopers.
The bloopers.
Later in life. So, yeah, I think what a solution would be is if we just smile at each other. That's all you have to do, because that is an inviting thing. Just a small smile. It ain't gotta be exaggerated, but an acknowledgement smile. I feel like that opens up conversation. Also, you can feel someone's attention.
You can definitely, it definitely breaks the ice, because when I'm smiling at you, I'm smiling at you. I'm making you smile.
Right.
And I'm, even if you wasn't trying to smile, baby.
Then you're going to be my friend. Not you. If you make somebody smile, it's like, damn.
Right, like, damn.
Yeah.
Her smile is like, I'm pulling it out of you.
I wish I could see her. She did that thing right there. That's exactly how it is.
I'm forcing you to smile because I'm doing it more for me.
Right.
I want my energy to be good.
Exactly.
And I control the energy that I allow in my space. If I'm walking into a space, mm-hmm. I have to say, okay, Cass, you control what the narrative is about to be.
Yeah.
You know? And if I don't feel that you can overcome that and smile,
yeah,
I'll just stay quiet and I'll stay a little bit distant.
Right.
I just don't, you know.
If some people really be sad. And some people be in situations where they don't trust they do so much that they be hurting so
miserable.
Much that they be socially awkward because of it. It's the nigga fault. Oops, it's the dude's fault. I don't care if he's considered a dude.
To me,
I came up with this thing. It's not a dude. If you are a man or you is a nigga, I don't care what race you are. Either you on some nigga shit, I don't care what race you are, or you is a real stand-up man. It ain't no in-between. You a fuckboy, or you not?
Right.
Period.
No, there's no cut and dry. It's no in-between. It's no, he's coarse. He's kind of, sort of. Yeah. But then some people will debate that and say,
okay.
Well, people are human. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. They're going to be better one day, and then maybe they fall short the next. Like,
that's true.
People do feel like that's where mistakes come in, but mistakes is fine, but if you're rectifying mistakes, are you being accountable for them? Like, are your intentions just to continue to be a fuck boy or a fuck girl?
Right.
What are you doing? What are you doing different tomorrow to
try not
try to fix that shit that happened yesterday? You know,
no.
That's what separates the weak from the strong.
The weak from the strong. You gotta be disciplined.
Yeah.
You gotta be disciplined. So you don't be sitting around and be that girl who can't smile at the next girl, and you be so upset in a situation that is toxic
girl,
for you and
exactly.
Make you somebody else.
Exactly.
You be somebody else. You don't even be yourself.
And to be honest, I think people do want to smile.
Yeah.
Because when they do smile, they're just dope. And it's a great space. Like,
yes.
I've walked into spaces where the meanest chicks, the most hasidity, quote unquote, hasidity in your own self.
Yeah.
The most hasidity ones that was like,
yeah.
They took the bar or they took the spot, like they owned the area.
Yeah.
I've broke down barriers. I come in so positive that they're like,
yes.
They want to talk. They
right.
want to smile. They want to laugh.
Yes.
Oh, are we talking? We got a little sisterhood going on.
Yes, we do.
Because I made it comfortable. Because I look like the hasidity girl.
See what I'm saying?
The bougie chick.
Yeah.
The mean mug. Like, it's like we all in here.
Break them
it
barriers.
It takes that one person
to just
that looks like you.
Yeah.
To say, no, it's okay.
Yeah. Like it's that girl when we was in this section for this Pisces thing. That
who?
One girl.
Your
who got the who got the who got the Patron sweater?
Yeah.
She was really sweet. She talked to me. Not, you know, it ain't too much. It's just a smile.
She
that
was
we...
sweet. She looked like me. She looked like you.
Exactly.
And her, even her whole disposition. And I could
exactly.
tell in the midst of savages,
yeah.
she too had to kind of look around and put her guard up.
Yeah.
But something about her wouldn't take away from her niceness.
Yep,
there was
wouldn't.
Still something genuine about her.
Yep.
That's when he did that.
Yep.
I wiped her cheek
I'm glad
up.
You
and
did
I was
that.
Like, you
see,
good?
See, you what I'm talking about that I want people
she's
to get
like,
from this podcast.
Like, she couldn't believe that. Like,
exactly.
She's probably sitting back like, oh, shit, that pretty, the pretty one got embarrassed.
Yes, that's what they
and
wanted.
And they love it.
Yeah, they loved
but
it.
But the other pretty one went to go help the pretty one
oh,
get it together.
You feel stupid. I'm about to say some people okay, hey, we team light skin.
We never laugh. We just being humble. And
yeah.
We want y'all to catch up.
I love team everybody, but that was
team
light skin moment.
Yes. So I mean, it was a moment for her.
Yep.
Because it was like, baby girl, no one's safe.
No one
being because safe.
Because people walk in looking like,
yep.
And we got to be vigilant.
We got to be vigilant.
Because people will try to take you out your game.
They going to.
Right.
They are. So smile. And smile. I just want to say that is it for the evening. Thank you, Severe_ Therapeutic. You're going to be... She's doing her own podcast.
Yes, I am. I'm learning from the best.
Yeah, we're a podcast squad.
And,
so it's going to be a whole podcast station.
Situationship.
You know what I'm saying? But it's your girl, Affluent Andrella, with the Shout It, Fout It podcast. Yes. We are surviving the coronavirus. Let's do it.